Welcome to the All About TRH podcast, aka All About the Truth, aka All About the Real Housewives. Today we talk about all the hot topics that happened this week and a lot of lawsuits. We hope you enjoy.
Hi, Chantel.
Hey, Roxanne.
Today's some hot topics of the week. We have a lot of good hot topics to talk about, so we thought we would do that just because there's so much going on.
Yeah, no, definitely there is. There's a lot going on, actually.
Well, happy Friday.
Yeah, thank God.
Like, how extra am I that I say Friday?
Well, I mean, I feel like some people do because it is a yay day.
I know. I was that loser at work who always did that. I'm like, you guys, it's Friday. And I'm just so excited because it's the weekend. And lately, because it's like cold outside or whatever, I never even have anything planned for the weekend. And it's just a weekend of sitting at home, which is like my biggest nightmare.
Yeah.
What do you have planned?
I'm going on a double date tonight with someone that like I just met actually on my wedding day. It was like Val's friends.
Okay.
And then tomorrow, you guys, I don't like going to these, but it's also my husband's godson, like one of his best friends, like kids for his birthday.
Oh, you hate kids' birthdays.
I actually like some, like if it was your kids or like some of my closest friends, like, you know, like I'll go and like chill, like, and there's no like, you know, pressure.
Yeah.
But like when it's going to one of these, it's just like, okay, I don't know any of you guys, like, hey kids, you know, just weird.
Right. Especially
because you don't have kids. So it's just like, it's like awkward.
When our cousins invited you to stuff, you would be like, I don't need to be invited to the kid's birthday. Like, I'm not going to get offended by it.
Yeah. Especially if it's like, you know, like their second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth. And it's just like for their other kids. But if like you're doing something fun and something different, like, okay, invite me. But if it's just like, you know what I'm talking about? Like, if it's just something like it's at your house and it's just meant for the kids, like, I don't care to come.
Chantal has helped me set up every one of my children's birthdays. Yeah. So it's necessary that she comes every single time. Yeah. Sorry, not sorry.
It's okay.
And every single time she has come to my kid's birthday, my mother-in-law is always like, you're just so lucky to have Chantal. You're just so lucky to have her. Because Chantal allows me to actually enjoy the party because Chantal does everything.
Literally.
Yeah. Good times, man. Good times. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Well, let's get into some hot topics. Can I start?
Yeah, of course. I wonder what you're going to say.
Well, so Teresa Giudice is officially set to appear on season 2 of House of Villains. So that's actually really exciting.
Yeah, I
and
saw
it's
that.
It's crazy because you and I haven't watched House of Villains, but now I'm going to, like, season 1.
Yeah, so what is House of Villains? It's like, it's on E! Network, which is a big deal, but like, what is it?
I don't know. That's why I have to watch it.
Okay.
I hate when you do that.
I know.
I don't know. But I feel like it's kind of like a Traitors or something, or it's like a cast of people who, see, now I'm going to get shit because I don't know.
No, it's a House of Villains American reality competition series that premiered on E! Okay. It says it's all about backstabbing, scheming, and more. So like maybe it's like a Big Brother meets like a Traitors.
Yeah. I mean, I just think it's so funny because you had one of the housewives' husbands, Bravo Lover 1234, her husband talk shit about Teresa, basically insinuating like Teresa's expired and the show doesn't need her. But look how Teresa has, you know, she just got cast on this. She got flown into Ireland for Name That Tune. She was on Dancing with the Stars. She has like the Sheen campaign, just did some like Harper Bazaar wedding thing. Like she's in hot demand. And that is so crazy because you had one irrelevant husband try to put her down and like, look how she's cast for every single damn show.
Oh, yeah. She's
I hope
face.
Yeah, she
one
gets
of the
on yeah.
of Housewives.
Oh, 100%. And Chantal and I are doing a recap, like, on our Patreon of, I think we've said this, like, the New Jersey. So it's just, like, just seeing her from that first season of the table flip and all that and rewatching it now. It's just so crazy how far she's come.
It's so funny. I'm just looking at season 1. Like, and of course, Johnny Bananas was on season 1. Like, what does not that kid do? Like, he does everything.
Well, yeah, well, Johnny Bananas is the face of MTV.
Just I know.
Like she's like the face of, you know, Real
Jack
Housewives.
Jack Sanders did that one. And then,
well, speaking of Jax Taylor, did
yeah,
you
no,
see?
Yeah, no, I want to. Yes, this is my hot topic that I wanted to.
Oh, okay, go ahead. We'll talk about that since you just brought him up.
Yeah, so Jax Taylor and Brittany are separated and living in different homes. So they broke up basically and are taking time away from each other. And
he's denying that they broke up.
Do we think this is like, do we think this is just because of the new show coming out or no?
Kind of. I feel like this is what gets people talking. And it's like, if you're going to say that you're all of a sudden conveniently living apart, it's like, all right, I guess I'm going to watch The Valley to see what led up to that.
I just can't see her leaving Jax ever. Like, he's such a...
Never.
Like, yeah, he's such a horrible human being from the beginning. Like, not... I mean, unless he's changed. But, like, you know, she's been through it all with him. So, like, why not... Why would you leave him now all of a sudden? I just can't see her
right, like,
him.
How bad could it have been now that you would leave him, but you stayed with him through all, like, the cheating, the faith stuff, all that, and you stayed with him?
Yeah, having a kid, you guys... He got off reality. Now he's back on reality. So, it's just, like...
Well, sometimes people just want a kid and they get their kid and they're like, all right, I got my kid. I don't need you.
Yeah. Well, it's just pretty funny. It's like she says that she said, Jack and I are taking time apart and I made the decision to move into another home to take some space for the sake of my mental health. And it's wild that like she can do that, like, you know, with, you know, like what, when she wants. But you have Ariana and Tom who are still living under the same roof. It's like if you want to leave, you would leave, you know. So it's just, it's crazy.
Yeah, no, 100%. But I do feel like it's quite the coincidence. Well, no matter what, Chantal, I was going to watch The Valley. I want to watch it because I can relate to it. It's like about people who like move into their house or at the next phase of their life.
I'm kidding. I know. It's like the mom and dad era, you know?
Yeah. So to me, that stuff is always interesting. And I told you there's this girl that is like who was Miss USA. And I feel like she like became an influencer and I followed her and she's going to be on the show. So I think that's interesting. So I think it's going to be good. I like to, because as I'm watching Vanderpump Rules now, I'm kind of like, I don't know. I'm like, I feel like I'm outgrowing all of these people. And I'm like, what's the next phase of your life? Which we are seeing it with Sheena, I guess. And then with Lala, we can't see the next phase really because she's back to like where she was. But I don't know. I feel like I'm outgrowing that. So I do think it's a good thing.
Yeah, I think the problem is that they are all on their stages of their next life, but they can't really portray it because it's such a different show. So like it's getting very stale. Like they're lucky they had Scandival because it really is not a great show, you guys. Like I don't like watching it.
This season isn't really good. I don't know. Does anyone think it's not good? Because I don't think it's that good. I was just watching the last episode. We didn't even recap the last episode because it was just like yawn.
Yeah, it was weird. There were some good moments, but yeah, I'm not really loving it. Addie.
Ladies, did you know that one of the most common complaints from women about their sexual health is a frustrating low libido? Our sex drive can decline, but it's also treatable. Addie or flibanserin is FDA approved and has been clinically proven to increase sexual desire in certain premenopausal women who are bothered by a low libido. So if you feel like you've lost your desire and want to get it back, stop falling for the snake oils and ask your doctor about Addie today or go to Addie.com. That's ADDYI.com.
Addie is for premenopausal women with acquired generalized hypoactive sexual desire disorder, HSDD, who have not had problems with low sexual desire in the past, who have low sexual desire no matter the type of sexual activity, the situation, or the sexual partner. The low sexual desire is troubling to them and is not due to a medical or mental health problem, problems in the relationship, or medicine or other drug use. Addie is not for use in men or to enhance sexual performance. Your risk of severe low blood pressure and fainting is increased if you drink 1 to 2 standard alcoholic drinks close in time to your Addie dose. Wait at least 2 hours after drinking before taking Addie at bedtime. Your risk of severe low blood pressure and fainting is also increased if you take certain prescriptions, over-the-counter or herbal medications, or have liver problems. Low blood pressure and fainting can happen when you take Addie, even if you don't drink alcohol or take other medicines. Do not take if you are allergic to any of the ingredients in Addie. Allergic reactions may include hives, itching or trouble breathing, sleepiness, sometimes serious, can occur. Common side effects include dizziness, nausea, tiredness, difficulty falling asleep or staying asleep, and dry mouth. See full PI and medication guide, including box warning at Addie.com/PI or call 844-PINK-PILL.
Ask your doctor about Addie today or go to Addie.com. That's ADDYI.com.
But I would just expect to be way more into it knowing this is the first time they're going to be with Tom at Lake Tahoe. And I was just like, I'm not into this.
Yeah. He's like, oh my God, guys, you said hi to me. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Even though I still can't stand you guys.
Awkward.
You guys owe me apologies. It's like, okay,
yeah,
Tom.
It's too much. Yeah. We do need to watch Summer House.
I know we will. We'll definitely recap it because I love Summer House. So like, I'm kind of
me
happy
too.
You have like, two episodes to watch now, not just one.
Oh, I've already
the first episode. Oh, you did?
I've watched episode one and some of episode two.
Oh, was it good? Because sometimes it takes like, you know, a
so
minute
good.
To get into
the first episode wasn't it. The first episode wasn't that great because Carl and Lindsay weren't in it. And we're obviously anticipating. See, now I want to see the breakdown of their relationship and like if the signs were there. So that's why it's like super interesting right now. So when they weren't on the first episode, I'm like, OK, we need them.
Yeah. But speaking of another hot topic, because speaking of Vanderpump, is that Raquel is suing Ariana and Tom Sandoval. What did you think about that?
I mean, I get it.
Yeah, she says that she's suing them for revenge porn, eavesdropping, intentional infliction of emotional distress, and invasion of privacy. I mean, that's a lot to come after two individuals, though.
Right. Yeah, I don't know where that will go, but I just feel like she feels like she has gone through a lot and there's attorneys behind her saying you can make money, so do it. And I think knowing that she didn't come back on the show and the producers refused to offer her the same amount of money that the other people get paid, because that's why she said she would have come, but then the producers said, we're not matching your pay though. So I feel like she is also like looking for money. I feel like that's what a lot of people do in this, you know, situation, because you can't, I feel like the distress also really comes from viewers and you can't control how viewers react.
Yeah, it was funny because I think when our listener, Antonia, she like commented, I think, on the All About Tyrese post, and she goes, wow, who knew the side piece can actually get some money out of this or something. It was really funny.
Oh, yeah.
Because
that's
at the
so
end of the day,
true.
She was the one. Like, you were the mistress. So,
yeah.
It's wild.
Speaking of lawsuits, Real Housewives of New York star Leah McSweeney, she's suing Andy Cohen and Bravo for allegedly preying on her issue with alcohol while filming New York and Ultimate Girls Trip. And according to the lawsuit, this is all on allabouttyrh.com, it says, instead of the network and production helping Leah remain sober, they, quote, not only supplied Miss McSweeney with unlimited, free-of-charge alcoholic beverages throughout Miss McSweeney's employment as a cast member on New York, season 12, but also encouraged her to consume those alcoholic beverages. The environment caused McSweeney to relapse into alcohol addiction shortly after joining season 12. And as a result, Leah grew mentally and physically ill, which manifested into extreme depressive symptoms. And when Leah attempted to refrain from drinking while filming, Andy and production would, quote, put Miss McSweeney in situations where she felt pressured to relapse into alcohol use disorder. She, quote, feared that her sobriety would cause a trickle-down effect where if she continued not to drink, Cohen, the producers, and the audience would think she was boring and Andy would no longer want her on the show. She also, because of all this lawsuit claims, Bravo and Andy Cohen, she says that it makes sense, sorry, but she says that Bravo and Andy Cohen, quote, discriminated against, tormented, demoralized, demeaned, harassed, and retaliated against Miss McSweeney because she is a woman with disabilities such as alcohol use disorder and various mental health disorders, all in the name of selling drama. So it's a lot. There was also like some stuff that she brought up with like Andy and cocaine use and all that. And she's basically saying, you provided a dangerous workplace. Here's the thing. Leah got asked to be on two seasons, wanted to be asked to be on a third season, did not get asked to be on a third season. Joined Ultimate Girls Trip, knowing it's like, okay, you felt that way on those two seasons. So why come back to Ultimate Girls Trip? Like, that wouldn't make sense to me. So Dorinda is actually coming out to defend Andy, which most of the housewives are, and to defend them against this lawsuit. And she's questioning why Leah decided to come back for a second season of Real Housewives of New York and Ultimate Girl Trip if she felt so uncomfortable. Dorinda is defending Andy, saying she's had nothing but good experience with Andy and Bravo, and she's gained so much by getting on the show. She also said adults need to be held accountable for their own actions. And I agree with that.
Yeah, and you know, and it's like, if should they, like, maybe what I was thinking, like, while you're reading it a lot is too, is that maybe they should have some, like, it clearly there is problems with restrictions of drinking, and maybe they should have some sort of limitation so they don't finally, like, it's not a cop out for any of these housewives to be like, they forced me to drink, they made us drink, it's the environment's making us drink, just like how, like, Love Island does, Bachelor does, you only can get like one or two drinks a night. And so they should set some limit of saying, you know, if we see you guys drinking more than three drinks, we're gonna stop filming you or something, you know, so that they save their asses, because like it just seems like that's what they just keep doing and blaming Bravo for.
Yeah, I mean, I get that, but here's the thing, Chantal, like as we're watching Vanderpump Rules, none of them drink anymore, and I'm like, this is so boring when they don't drink. And I know it's like a shitty way to think, but it's kind of realistic. It does get more interesting when they drink, but the way that she's not taking any accountability for anything is what bothers me about the
yeah.
loss too.
Yeah,
it's
I
like
agree.
At the end of the day, you can control what you can control, and that's yourself. And if you obviously had some alcohol issues prior, so am I going to join a show that I'm going to be around alcohol so much?
Like,
no, I'm not
drink.
Going to. Yeah. Yeah. Even if like a producer said, like, you should drink, at the end of the day, it's up to you if you decide to drink.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's a cop out. I think that they're in life. We do need to hold ourselves accountable, and the fact that we can control what we can control. And also it's like a lot of reality shows are going to get ruined over this stuff. So
I think what's happening is people yeah. are starting to see like a lot of lawsuits getting thrown out, getting like coming out, and they're like, let me get something, like, let me come up with something. And
this is the
like,
time.
Yeah. This is the time to do it, because they don't want to like not be able to get any of that.
I think no matter what, she would come back. And like, if they had asked her to come back, she would come back. She would still put herself in that situation. But I also know that in their contracts, like, I know they do like an evaluation, and I know she brought up her mental health and stuff. So I know they do an evaluation. They check everything, check all the boxes before they get you on. So I don't know.
It's the week of lawsuits, because like there was that Erica lawsuit, which, like, you know, I don't know that much about, but I know that it's not good for her that she's going to have to go to trial for a case. So it's just crazy how many lawsuits that's happening all of a sudden.
Yeah. Why? What's going on with Erica?
Let me read it to you what the person said. So Ronald Richards on Twitter was like, or whatever you guys call it, X. It said, devastating day for Erica Girardi. To our surprise, the federal court in a short opinion denied her slap motion to dismiss Christopher Pasali's case. Erica Jane will now face a trial on allegations she falsely got her costume. What is that?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Custodial? What is it?
No, it's supposed to say maybe it's saying consumer, and he's saying costume. I don't know. Costume designer charged. Nothing. No,
it
but
was
it's
costume?
He spelled it wrong. No, he spelled okay. it wrong. It's spelled C-O-S-T-U-M-E-R. Designer charged. Nothing is ever a lock in court. And then it says, congrats to Marco. Marco, this is one of her worst losses, as she won't be able to deny this trial, and facts are bad for her. So it looks like it's like has to do with a lot of like fraud with her credit card company, American Express. And
yeah.
And all these weird, I mean, it's hard for us, you know, you guys were not lawyers, but it is looking that she's going to have to go to trial for this case. So it's not looking great for her.
I'm just not invested in Erica Jane anymore, period. Like, I don't understand her coming back. I don't care about her life, and it's no disrespect to her. It's not that I don't like her. I just find her to not be interesting, and I really don't want her back on Beverly Hills.
Oh,
yeah, is that weird? I just, that episode where she wasn't in it, I was completely
fine
with
it. Yeah, I feel like we loved that episode. We were like, oh, we didn't even miss her.
She brings like a weird vibe.
Yeah.
I'm over it.
And it's funny because like on the reunion, she was like, this is my best year yet. And it's like, it's probably like, oh, this again, you know? She's like,
yeah.
Again.
Yeah, it sucks. I don't know. Speaking of Beverly Hills, so Teddy Mellencamp is, quote, disgusted by Dorit for leaking Kyle's text to her. So she said on an episode of Two Teas in a Pod, that she said, this is what really bothers me. I think that was Dorit's final Hail Mary of like, you guys have to keep me on the show because here I am spilling something that you never should have spilled. Did we talk about this, Chantal?
Well, yeah. Well, I mentioned it like very, very briefly at the end of our recap. And I was like, this just came out. And I was like, she's so annoying. Like, look, like,
yeah.
like she always has to insert herself. And I was like, I don't think it's a Hail Mary. Like, I think what she did was actually justified and fair.
Yeah, apparently
Teddy's just like obviously trying to defend Kyle, but it's just like, shut up, Teddy.
Yeah, she's quote saying, you know, Dorit is saying that, or I mean not Dorit, Teddy was saying, this is saying, listen, we have a lot of other shit to talk about. Why do you need to drag our friendship through the mud? And she goes, I don't think she has a good relationship with the majority of the women on the cast. I don't think she has a storyline other than PTSD, which she's been talking about for 3 years now. You start to think about what makes the show good when there's true relationships, true friendships, and highs and lows. All we've seen so far this season of Dorit is Dorit mocking what Kyle's going through. I mean, she makes a fair point, but I don't think any of them have a solid friendship in that group, except maybe Sutton and Garcelle. And I still feel like Sutton and Garcelle are so different from each other, but I really don't see any of them having a good relationship. Like, I do see them all being really disconnected.
Yeah, I agree.
But the ratings are there, so.
Because Beverly Hills is still good. It was not the greatest season, but it's still good. We like to see the glam and the glitz, you know. But I think that there has to be some changes.
I just like seeing siblings. Like, I like seeing families. I feel like they should do more shows about families to, like, see the dynamics of how families are and, like, how they face adversity and get through it.
Or so real friends.
Yeah, or real friends. Like, we've been friends for 20 years, da da da. 10 years, we hang out. We actually hang out like at least 10 times a year, just something like that. You know, it's so much better than trying to force a connection amongst like new friends, because it's hard to make new friends, especially now.
Yeah, I agree.
A lot of people asking us about the Real Housewives of New Jersey, when it's going to come back. We are told from many that it's going to come back end of April, early May. And the reason being is because it just takes Bravo that long of time editing. They finish filming at the end of October. So the amount of time is the normal time frame that would match up for it to begin again, which would be end of April or early May. It was supposed to be mid-April. Now I'm hearing early May. So it's coming. At least we'll have like a summer of Jersey, which is going to give me anxiety. I'm so sick of watching summers of Jersey. And I'm so sick of, and now we're going to be like talking about it throughout the summer.
Do we know, or you could play the fifth, if they've done their confessionals yet?
I think they actually started doing their confessionals recently.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's a good sign too. It's coming, you guys. It's coming.
It's coming.
It's coming. Let's make it a great season, y'all.
Yes. We're excited.
Yeah. But we have Kim D on our podcast Monday, early next week. So, yeah, get ready for that. That should be interesting. But that's all that we have for Hot Topics. We hope you guys have a great weekend.
Yes. Bye, guys. Enjoy the weekend.
Bye.